So to discuss the genesis of a couple of the poems that are on the Fish House site, I thought I would talk about the three poems, Fabulous Ones, Innumerable Ones, and Those That Have Just Broken a Flower Vase, which are all from a long sequence poem that comes from, or is inspired by, a quote by Jorge Luis Borges. And in his essay, The Analytical Language of John Wilkins, and John Wilkins is a English philosopher who was trying to come up with a mathematical language, a pure language that would have no slippage between sign and signified. And, you know, most of us in the 21st century in our postmodern selves obviously see that as just as something that's laughable, but Borges was working a little earlier than that, and he thought it was laughable, obviously, too. And so one of the ways in typical fashion for him that he sort of argues against this kind of totalizing thinking is to come up with this ancient Chinese encyclopedia called the Celestial Emporium of Benevolent Knowledge. And in the Celestial Emporium, all plants and animals can be divided into certain categories, including those that belong to the emperor, those that have just broken a flower vase, suckling pigs, mermaids. I mean, there are about 13 or 14 categories. And I came across this in reading Borges, and I just love this. I love this idea. I love his imagination, and I love his conception of sort of how you argue. But that's all. It's just sort of a throwaway thing for Borges. And so I took it and I said, oh, I'm going to write a poem for each of these sections, each of these different categories. And so I did, and it was a tremendous experience, actually, for me, because all of a sudden you're given the title of the poem, right? And you have to find the poem that fits that title, rather than it's usually the other way around, right? You have a poem and you need the title that fits it, that makes it work. But in this case, I was given the title, and, you know, there's some odd titles, right? Those That Have Just Broken a Flower Vase. And in that instance, I really had to write to that moment of the broken flower vase and find why it mattered. That was one way that worked out. So I was given a task, and I had to find out why it was important, and I had to write to it. And I discovered in that poem, in that particular instance, that this woman's husband had a stroke, and, you know, everything in her life is about to fall apart. And there's that, so it's that moment, that right before that moment, when there's a kind of beauty in something horrible and something violent, something terrible. And that's always been one of my concerns, the relationship between beauty and violence. The other two samples that are up on Fish House aren't quite the same, because they aren't quite as, the titles aren't quite as delineated in the same way. The Fabulous Ones actually comes out of a sort of poetic conversation I was having in my head, at least, with Terence Hayes. Terence Hayes has a Big Bird poem, and I thought that was a great idea. And so I stole his idea and put it to use in my own fashion. And that idea at the end came from something I'd heard, you know, reading a child psychology book, that, you know, we think children are imagining the world the same way we are, but they're just not, right? They're, even when we think they understand it the way we do, their understanding is so clouded by, not clouded, that's the wrong word, so filled with their own imaginative constructs that it's hard for them to understand us adults, grown-ups. Grown-ups, I love that word, that's such a kid word. And Innumerable Ones just started really as almost more of a journal entry on things that there are a lot of in the world. And interesting way that it played out for me was the sort of relationship between the infinite things, you know, the things that seem infinite, brine shrimp, you know, bacteria, ants, and things that seem single, solitary, the self, you know, charismatic megafauna, to use a friend of mine's term, like the chimp. That relationship seemed to be important in terms of this, what it meant to be innumerable. And then again, there's that kind of question of violence and beauty at the end, and the violence inflicted upon the innumerable by the solitary and the singular and the self. all those things coming together at the end. That sort of works to those three, in those three instances, that's what I'm working on. The larger sequence, the Celestial Emporium sequence, has some of the same questions at its heart. A lot of questions about naming, about the place of language in the world, and how one orders and organizes and thinks about the world, especially the natural world, and especially tropical ecosystems, which is where that stems from.